The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that is a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast episode number 111, being recorded on July 24th, 2007. Well, a couple of weeks ago when I was coming back from Atlanta at the NET conference, as I was going through the airport, I stopped by the bookstand area, just kind of picked something up to read on the way home, and I found a great magazine. It's the July 2 through 9th, 2007 issue of U.S. News and World Report, and right away it kind of caught my attention because it had a picture and it said the Civil War and all kind of stuff on the front, and so I picked it up and started to kind of browse through it, and it's actually a special edition about the Civil War. It's actually called Secrets of the Civil War, and so I picked it up. Robert E. Lee is on the cover, and it's got some articles by James McPherson and things like that. So I decided to buy it and read it on the way home. And it was a really good read and something that I'd really suggest that anybody that teaches American history or the Civil War actually picks up. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the articles that are available, and then go ahead and check out the show notes as well, because I did put the link for the online special edition, and these articles are also available online, and they also have some excellent illustrations and then some additional features as well. For example, we're going to talk about the Hunley a little bit, and they actually have a video from some of the times when they actually brought the Hunley up and how they're working on it and doing some historical work and things like that. So I'm just going to kind of quickly today go through some of the articles to kind of whet your appetite a little bit and hopefully encourage you to check out this issue either online or in print. They have one article called Lee's Thoughts on Slavery in the Confederacy, and this is some new research that's been recently found from some family newspapers, and there's actually a new book out called Reading the Man, A Portrait of Robert E. Lee Through His Family Letters, and the author of that is Elizabeth Brown Pryor. So kind of an in-depth look at Lee, some new things that we may have not really understood about Lee before. There's also an article by James McPherson, the noted Civil War author, and this one actually has to do with Jesse James. The title is From Combat to Crime, and of course here in Liberty, we know quite a bit about Jesse James' background and that he actually was in the Civil War, and this article kind of just is a capsule about how Jesse James was actually in the Civil War and may have actually started some of the reasons and some of the things that actually led to his life of crime a little bit later on. So I thought that was a very interesting article in this magazine as well. There's also one on Sherman called The Man Who Would Shape the Future of the War, a really good article on the total war strategy. When I was reading this, I thought it might be a really good read for like a junior high or a high school history class that's trying to gain an understanding of what it means to fight a total war, since we haven't really fought a total war in their lifetime. So that's an interesting concept for them to bring into the classroom. Also, there's an article called Dressing Up History. This is the close relationship between Mary Todd Lincoln and Elizabeth Keckley, who was a former slave, actually, and was a confidant of Mrs. Lincoln. And there is a new book also out called Mrs. Lincoln and Mrs. Keckley. And so that's kind of gaining quite a bit of traction in bestsellers list, things like that. So kind of an interesting look at Mrs. Lincoln. Also, there's one called Patterns of Controversy. It's about the legend of the Underground Railroad quilts and whether or not there actually are secret messages in these quilts. And this is something that I actually want to kind of investigate a little bit more later this fall. For several years, I've included several lessons in the unit that we do on the Civil War and the Underground Railroad, talking about how these quilts were used as messages. And in fact, we actually got a grant about 4 or 5 years ago, and my class did some hand sewing of an actual quilt, actually two of them, that supposedly had these messages, and we used some research from a couple different books, and now there's quite a few historians saying that that's not actually true, that these quilts didn't actually contain messages, and basically that was just kind of a fabrication of modern culture and popular belief and things like that. So that's a very interesting concept, especially for my junior high students, because so many times they think that history is cut and dried and there's no changing of history, there's no different interpretations, and this is a very controversial issue. So I'm going to continue to look into that, but there is a good article called Patterns of Controversy in this issue. There's also one on Matthew Brady called No Fortune for the World's Famous Photographer. Quite a few people know about Matthew Brady and his famous taking of many, many pictures on the Civil War battlefield. And this is kind of a neat capitalization of his life because it talks about how he really didn't become rich because of this, all these photographs that he took. And it kind of talks about the end of his life and some of the things that happened to him. So I thought that was a very interesting article as well. There's one about California called The Golden Conspiracy, and it talks about California almost becoming a Confederate state. So again, something that a lot of junior high students might not get in a traditional textbook about the Civil War. There's also one called An Enemy Overlooked. This is how Union forces also waged war against the Native American tribes during the Civil War. And so again, something that doesn't appear in many traditional textbooks that you could bring into the classroom. One of the best articles out of the entire magazine, I thought, was The Capsule from the Sea. It talks about the Hunley, the Confederate submarine that they have recently brought to the surface and are currently doing some historical research on. And there's some great graphics that actually show how the submarine worked. And they also have a really good article that I think junior high students could also use in the classroom. There's also an article called A Plot to Steal Lincoln's Body. And I thought this was personally interesting because I was just at the tomb a little bit earlier this summer. But it talks about the plot that counterfeiters had to basically steal Lincoln's body and then use it for ransom. And there's actually a book out now called Stealing Lincoln's Body, and it kind of talks a little bit about the premise of that book. And then the last one is called Lost and Found, A Letter from Lincoln. And this is a short description of a letter that they recently found in May of 2007. In the National Archives. There's actually 9 billion documents, and they actually just found this one. So that was a good article. Also, Could Modern Medicine Save Abe? This is an article talking about whether or not they could have saved Abraham Lincoln on the night of the assassination, and this gives some additional research that says that maybe he could have been saved, but he probably would have been severely disabled. So an interesting look at modern medicine and how that would have affected Abraham Lincoln. So I'd encourage you to go ahead and check out this magazine. You know, it's $5 if you can put your hands on a hard copy, or all the links are also online, so there's all kinds of pictures and video and the entire text of the articles, and I've included that on the blog site, so just go ahead and check that out at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. I'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.